This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball. This is James Patrick along with Poor Gav. We have Nick back in the studio tonight. Quick pregame show, folks. The Bradford Owls are going to take on the Kane Wolves here tonight. We're about to have the starting lineups. Who's the starting lineups, Gavin?
So for Kane, we're going to have number 11, Dane Anderson. Number 3, Sam Lundeen. Number 5, Landon Dar. Number 0, Ricky Zampona. And number 33, Scott Szymanski.
Okay, and starting for your Owls tonight will be Adam Ward, Talon Reese, Jake France, Brendan Warner, and Chase Weinberg. The Owls are coming off a tough loss to Warren on Monday. If you weren't with us, Warren's just the speed, very, very much speed. We couldn't keep up with them. So the Owls need to find their way to get back on the winning track tonight.
I don't think Kane's going to run as fast as Warren did. Hopefully not. So I guess we'll see. I mean, nice crowd on hand tonight for this game. So
the pep band is here, keeping it nice and lively.
Yep.
Beautiful night for basketball. Your Owls are going to be dressed in their home whites with red and black trim. Kane Wolves are in black with blue and red trim.
Before we get started, I do have some keys to the game.
Okay.
Number 1 is defend the paint. Last game against Warren, they got out and ran. I'd say they scored 70 points. I'd say about 50 of them came from within the paint. So definitely keep Kane out of the paint. Stay out of foul trouble. Early in that fourth quarter against Warren, both Chase and AJ picked up their fourth foul and were kind of limited in that quarter. So, just... Again, don't need to take fouls 65 feet away from your own hoop. And number 3, take good shots. I know Coach Bernardi was not pleased with some of the shot selections against Warren. So no need to rush it. There's not a shot clock in Pennsylvania. Find the open look and knock it down.
Okay. Very good. Beautiful night for basketball here at the Owl's Nest. Teams are getting their last-minute instructions. We're about to have the opening tip. It'll be Chase Weinberg against
Ricky Zampona
for the jump ball. Okay, I could probably quit yelling at you now. And here we go, folks.
Here comes Kane as Zampona won the tip. This is number 5, Landon Dar, bringing it across the court. Brendan Warner is going to extend above the 6-foot line in the volleyball court to guard him. Kane runs some 4-wide action here. A screen, no. A pass over to Dane Anderson. Anderson falls to the ground, collects it. Anderson looking, still looking. Jake pesting him. Number 5, Landon Dar with the ball. Dar, he's looking for Zampona underneath. He's got Weinberg on him. Now they're going to run a set here. Dar, screen and roll. He had number 3, that's Sam Lundeen. Lundeen guarded by Warner. Warner made him pick up his dribble, and he throws it away. and goes out of bounds. It will be Owls ball.
Nice pressure on the ball there from three or four different Owls. Well, the whole, all five of them. They couldn't find an open man. Good
that's
defense.
That's a great first possession for the Owls there. So Jake's going to inbound it to Adam Ward, who has it. Back to Jake on the left wing. Finds Brendan Warner down in the corner. Warner, back to Jake. Jake jabs. Jake dribbles left. Passes off to Warner. Warner dribbles into the paint. Kicks it out to Wardy. Here's Talon on the right wing. Reese finds Warner. Warner to Franz on the right wing. Jake jabs right. Goes left. Jake into the lane. Up with the right. No good. And Chase Weinberg skies above everyone else. But they're going to get him with an over-the-back foul. So that's going to be Chase's first. Team's first. Still 0-0 here. 6:48 remaining in the first quarter. Owls are going to run a little 1-2-2 press here. So that's number five, Landon Darr, bringing it across. And Warner, and Wardy tips it to Talon. Talon go the other way. Up with his right. Oh! And one! What a play! Talon Reese gets the bucket to fall and the foul. What a play that was.
Very nice. Adam Ward with the quick hands. Got it to Reese. Reese on the run. Hard foul, and he still got it in.
And count it for the free throw. That foul is on Scott Szymanski for Kane. It is 3-0 Owls. So here comes Kane the other way, and almost a steal, and it is. Talon steals it. Finds Jake. Jake. Oh, tried to pass it to Chase at the last second. It was knocked out of bounds. It will be out of bounds underneath for the Owls.
One too many passes there. One thing about this team, they're not selfish. They like to give it up to the open man.
Very much so. And off the out of bounds, Jake finds Chase Weinberg, who hits a nice little mid-range jumper. It's 5-0 Owls here on the early goings. So here comes Kane. Owls still in that 1-2-2 press. This is number 11, Anderson. Kicks it over. Number 5, Landon Darr for 3. No good. Owls ball. It was Wardy and Ricky Zampona were chasing down the rebound, and the last one off Zampona, so it will be Owls ball. So here comes Jake calling out a play as he crosses half court. Owls go a little box action here. He finds Adam Ward on the left wing. Adam takes it up top. Finds Jake on the right wing. Jake looking for Chase inside. Decides to give it back to Wardy up top and reset. Back to Jake. Talon cuts in. Not there. Now he finds Brendan Warner. That's good. 2 for Brendan Warner. 7-0 Owls. And here they are now. 1-2-2. And Wardy gets a steal. Wardy's going to slow it up. Brendan Warner for 3. Book it.
Wow.
What a start for the Owls. And Kane needs a timeout.
Timeout, Kane.
Looks like this is going to be a 30-second timeout.
30-second timeout. With the score 10-0, your Bradford Owls leading. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And we are back underway here at the Owl's Nest. Kane went down quickly, put up a shot, which is no good. Talon Reese coming the other way. Talon dribbles to the right, and he's going to pull it out here. He finds Brendan Warner up top, thought about the three. Passes it back to Talon on the right wing. Over to Warner, back to Franz. Franz on the left wing. Jake dribbles right, looking for a pick and roll with Chase, and that one's blocked, but Chase gets it back. Chase, nice little fadeaway jumper, no good. Scott Szymanski comes down with the board. Here comes Warren the other way. Darr with it. Darr looking. Still with the ball. Adam Ward is just pesting him up on the three-point line. And now he's going to decide to throw on it. He was looking for Zampona, but it goes out of bounds.
Well, they've definitely come to play some defense tonight, Gavin, and certainly working on both ends right now.
Certainly are. you love to see the hard hustle on defense, and it's transition to offense, and it's Warden with a 10-0 lead here early on. So Jake's going to dribble to the right, finds Warner. Another three. That one's long, but Talon saves it to Chase. Weinberg, France, that one's a three. No good, and Chase gets a rebound, and that one's no good.
Well, four chances there that time around.
So Dar's going to bring it back for Kane. He finds Anderson. Anderson dribbling up top. Tries to go between the legs, but he loses it. Warner's on him, and Anderson stepped out of bounds. Great defense here by the Owls early on.
Still 10-0 Bradford with 3:57 to go in the first.
So here comes the Owls the other way. Franz on the left wing. Franz looking. Weinberg sets a screen. Pick and pop with Weinberg. Thought about the three. No. Decides to go down low to Talon, and that's off his hands, out of bounds. Kane ball with 3:41 left here in the first. Owls up 10-0. So the Owls are still in this 1-2-2 press here, Rogie, and how it's working pretty well tonight.
It is.
And just as we say that, Jake almost got a steal, but he stepped out of bounds.
They've done it. Three or four games they've done it. They've been successful with it, so I'm sure it's just practice for the next game and so on.
I mean, every pass Kane throws, it's getting tipped out of bounds, tipped to Bradford, and it's just a great tone setter here early on.
Yes. Soon we'll be getting into the meat of our district schedule, and those teams are pretty tough.
Yeah. So it is Kane ball. Dar up top, guarded by Adam Ward. Dar finds Anderson. Anderson to Zampona. Zampona faked a handoff, and Weinberg blocked him as he went in for the layup. But Kane gets a three. That's Dar, no good, and Weinberg gets the board. And we got a hold on Anderson. It's going to be Bradford ball going the other way. That's just another great defensive possession by the Owls there.
Yep, they all have been. Kane did get an open look at the three there, and it went in and out, but hard on the boards for Weinberg.
So here we are the other way. Jake with the ball on the left baseline. Finds it back up to Talon on the left wing. Reese dribbles in, goes right, then left. Good drives in, and I believe they're going to get one with the travel, and they do. Tried to create some contact there. Yep. Took one too many steps.
And here we go with the 1-2-2 again.
They have Chase up top on this, as he is a very lengthy guy, and he almost gets a tip there. So this is Anderson. Kane still gets across half court, and Chase kicked the ball, so it is a kickball violation. And we're going to have a sub for the Owls here, Rogie.
In comes Isaiah Fitton. He's coming in for Brendan Warner. So we have Fitton, France, Ward, Reese, Weinberg out there for your Owls.
And for Kane, we have all five starters that started this game. So here they come. This is Szymanski. He finds Zampona. Zampona for three. Way off, and rebound by Chase Weinberg. Here comes Chase. No one's coming to the ball for him, so he's just going to take it across half court. Finds Jake. Jake down the left baseline. Lays it up. No good. Chase with the rebound. No good. Chase with another rebound. No good. And it's going to be Owl's ball.
Well, Chase having a heck of a time in there getting it in the basket. But boy, he's hustling on them rebounds.
Yeah, he is. He might have 10 rebounds already.
So that one went off Kane out of bounds. Bradford's going to inbound under the basket.
Jake gets it into Adam Ward on the left baseline. Back up top to Chase Weinberg. Weinberg dribbles to the left. Finds Ward on the baseline. Ward, baseline jumper, and he almost banked it in.
he found a spot on that board.
So here comes Dar the other way for Kane, and that's blocked by Isaiah Fitton, who just comes in. But as he collected it, he was stepping backwards, and he did travel. So it's going to be Kane ball out of bounds underneath. And, man, I really do love this defense that Bradford's playing early on.
Fitton said, I'll show you guys.
So Kane does inbound it. This is Anderson. Anderson between the legs, and Ward, he gets a steal. What a start to this game by Adam Ward. He gets on the ground and finds Chase Weinberg. Weinberg to Ward. It's good. What a play by Adam Ward. Got the steal at half court. Was diving halfway down the court. Found Chase. Chase gave it back to him. And there's two for the Owls.
He got the reward at the end. What hustle. Unbelievable.
Great hustle. So now Kane has a two-on-one here, and that's Zampona. No good. Talon Reese gets the board. Reese to Fitton. Fitton to Ward. Ward could have gone up with it. Decides against it. To Weinberg. Fitton. Talon Reese in the corner. It's good. It's a three, and it's 15-0 Owls.
Owls maintain that three-quarter court pressure.
What a start here by Bradford. And Talon reaches in and gets a foul. There is.
I think after the last game, Gavin, the Owls smell blood tonight.
Yeah, they sure do. And you know, in that first quarter against Warren, they played a heck of a first quarter offensively. However, they gave up 23 points defensively.
Indeed, yep. So for your Owls, checking into the game is A.J. Gleason for Chase Weinberg and Lucas Johnson coming in for Adam Ward. Adam's probably going to touch up his knees and elbows. He's been all over the court.
So here comes it. Talon Reese gets a steal off the inbound. Reese going the other way. He has A.J. with him. Reese decides to take it himself. Talon Reese with eight early points here. It's 17-0 Owls with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And another steal. Lucas Johnson off the deflection. He's going to push it. Talon Reese decided to go against the three. Kicks it back out to Lucas. Here comes 30 seconds left for the Owls. And Talon Reese, two more. It's 19-0 Owls. And Kane needs another timeout. What a start here in the Owls Nest.
I'll tell you, the gym's fired up. The bench is fired up. I don't know if I've ever seen a start for Bradford High that equals this. Both ends, Gavin, the hustle's been very, very incredible.
I mean, absolutely incredible. I mean, they've caused so many steals out of this 1-2-2 press. And they're kind of like how Warren beat us the other night.
Yep.
Getting up and down the court, you know. And you noted it earlier. They like to pass it. They're very unselfish. In that last possession down there, they had maybe two or three wide open shots. Decided to pass it. Talon Reese, easy layup.
Yep. And Reese currently has 10 points in the first quarter.
So Kane is already ready to play here. Owls are just breaking their huddle. Again, out for the Owls is Jake Franz, A.J. Gleason, Lucas Johnson, Isaiah Fitton, and Talon Reese. As Rogie just noted, Reese does have 10 points early on here in the first half. So here comes Kane the other way. Dar, looking. He finds number two, Paul. This is Paul, just crossed the half court, finds Dar. Dar, he had number 34 underneath. That's Caden Smith. Dar, again, bring it back out at the top, a hole for one. There's only 5 seconds, though. He has to be aware of that. Down to three, down to two, down to one. He launches. No good. What a first quarter here for the Bradford Owls as they lead 19-0.
Okay. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owls Nest here. We're getting set for the second quarter here. Your Bradford Owls do lead 19-0. It is going to be their ball coming out of the quarter. So what were your thoughts on the first quarter there, Rogie?
Well, I wish it was like that every quarter.
They'd be very tough to beat if that's the
they
case.
They would be. The hustle was incredible. Everybody. Adam Ward. Yeah. Adam Ward all over the court. So we're going to start off with Johnson, France, Warner, Fitton, and Gleason.
You know, when we were handed the starting lineups tonight, you saw Adam Ward. I haven't seen him start yet this year. I've only called a few games. But when I saw that, I was happy for him. Because that other night, Warren, he was just a gritty player. Start to finish, even down 20, he's out there diving for the ball. So And he's really showing what he can do out here tonight.
Yep.
So the Owls did have a quick shot there. Went out of bounds off the rebound. So it is Kane ball. Owls still in this 1-2-2. Jake's up top. He finds... So this is Fitton and Jake trapping him in the corner. Dar whips it across Anderson. Whoa. AJ got him up high. Yep. AJ tried to run through, get a steal there, but he kind of got Anderson right in the right at the side of the head.
Yep. That's the first foul on Gleason, the third team foul on the Owls.
So Kane's going to inbound it here on the sideline. This is Dar up top, standing on the center logo of the Owl. Dar against Warner. He finds number 33. That's Szymanski. Szymanski to Zampona. Zampona, a little left-handed jumper. No good. Dar got the rebound. Anderson looking. Underneath. No good. He tried to find Szymanski, but it went out of bounds. Owl's ball up 19-0. Another great defensive possession there.
Yep. They haven't relaxed one bit in this game, and that's good. I'm sure Coach wasn't real thrilled with Monday's game. So,
The other way, Jake kind of faked a pass to the corner. He had a layup, but he kind of left it short. He thought he got fouled. So Kane's coming the other way. This is Dar. Dar with it. And Jake almost gets a steal. He finds Anderson. Anderson looking. He's going for Lundin. Jake almost gets a steal. Lundin, left-handed fadeaway, no good. Here comes Jake the other way. He's pushing it. He has AJ with him. Zampona's the only one back. He finds AJ. Two more.
Nice dish there by France.
Very, very unselfish from Jake. And it is a 21-0 lead.
And believe it or not, with the 21 points.
There it is. There it is. Caden gets its first two tonight. That's Scott Szymanski. So the Owls come the other way. Oh.
So 21 quick points, and none of them are Jake France, the leading scorers.
So that's something. So that last possession, Fitton tried to find AJ, went through his hand, so Kane's coming the other way. This is Anderson. Lundin, a three. Got it. And just like that, that's five quick points here for Warren. James Kane, my bad. Sorry. So here we go. Bring it the other way. Owls up 21-5 with 5:47 left here in the second quarter. Lucas Johnson on the right wing. Dribbles to the left at the foul line, and he finds Jake up top. Jake, between the legs, guarded by Szymanski. Jake, left-handed dribble, passes off to Lucas Johnson. Johnson looking, finds Jake. Jake thought about the three, decides to dribble, and he almost got the end one. Rolled out, but Jake will be going to the line, and he will be shooting two. That is Kane's third team foul.
I think it's Szymanski, yes.
And it is against Szymanski.
That's his second.
Yes, that is. So that's
okay, the Owls are going to have two new fresh faces coming in here. Well, not fresh faces, but.
First one from Jake. Count it.
Talon Reese and Chase Weinberg check back into the game for Gleason and Fitton.
And you noted that's the second on Szymanski, and so far earlier in this game, Kane really doesn't go deep into their bench as they only do have nine guys on their roster. Yes, Jake's second one is good. Count it. So that could be big for the Owls here. So Owls back in this 1-2-2 press, and Chase Weinberg gets a steal. He's with Johnson. Lundin, the only one back, finds Johnson. It's swatted. Zampona going the other way, and now it's a 2-on-1 the other way. Warner. Tried to take the charge, but Zampona passed it off to Szymanski, and that's 4 points for Scott Szymanski here tonight. And it is 23-7. Owls back the other way. Jake thought about the three. Now they're just going to slow it up here. Warner pulls it out. You're going to run a set here. Chase, high ball screen. Warner going downhill hard. He had Chase on the roll, taken away well by Kane. Jake back up top. Jake dribbles to the right, crossover left, finds Johnson in the corner for three. That one's off. Lundin with the rebound for Kane. Here comes Dar the other way. Dar. Guarded by Warner. Between the legs. Warner up at him. Playing good, solid defense. Lucas Johnson, great help pass. Nice behind the back pass to Lundin. His shot is short. Talon Reese gets the board. He's going to look to push here. He has Warner to his right. And he's just going to give it to Jake, and Jake goes downhill hard with his right hand, high off the glass, and one for Jake France. That's his first bucket of the game, and it's 25-7.
Power move by Jake. He decided up at the top of the key that he was going to the basket, and he did.
And boy, was that ball high off the glass. So he just kind of scooped it up there, and he got absolutely clobbered, too. So, and one for Jake. The foul is on number 5. That is Landon Dar, his first, team's fourth. Jake will get one at the line. And that's good for Jake. So Jake has 5.
Adam Ward's checked back into the game. Oh, there's almost a steal by France. How did I know Adam Ward checked in without looking? He was all over the ball.
Just wreaking havoc out there. All right, so here comes Kane. Inbound to Dar. Dar looking. Finds number two. That's Paul. Paul finds Zampona. Zampona through the legs. Warner's not giving him anything. Jake came over to help a little bit. That's Dar for three. That one's off the front of the rim, and here comes Jake. I don't think anybody's going to get there and catch him. And, oh, they didn't, but he missed the layup. Talon almost got the rebound. Now here comes Zampona. He's out running. Look at Chase Weinberg get back on D. Straight up. Good defense and a tough bucket by Zampona. That was great defense by Chase Weinberg. He went straight up and just forced Zampona to go up over top of him.
I'll tell you, I was going to mention Zampona's a really fast guy for his size.
He is.
I've seen him on the football field. When he goes.
You can't keep up with him when you're out there, right, Rogie?
No, I can't.
So here comes Kane the other way. Oh, nice pass by Dar. Underneath his Zampona. And, oh, Adam Ward got a block. But I think he got him down low, which caused the foul. So that's going to be Wardy's first. Team's fourth. And Zampona is going to shoot two shots. So here's the first from Zampona. And that's good. He has 3 points here early on. Zampona's second is also good. So that gives Ricky Zampona 4 points. Guy Szymanski also has four for Kane. So here comes Bradford the other way. Franz to Weinberg, and he just elevates above everyone else and lays it in for two more for the Owls.
Chase kept going up there. I thought he was going to slam it.
He really did elevate there. It's a 28-11 lead for the Owls. Back comes the other way. This is Lundeen. Oh, tough bucket from Sam Lundeen. That gives him five. He's Kane's leading scorer here early on.
I'll tell you, Kane's got 13 points in this quarter.
Yeah.
After the no start, not slow start, no start.
So here comes Talon Reese the other way. Left-hand layup, no good. In and out. Lundeen's going to bring it back the other way. One on three. Lundeen left-handed. That one's good.
That was quite an adjustment
by Lundeen. And Sam Lundeen has four quick points here in this quarter. Well, actually seven, but four consecutive.
The Owls are letting Kane on a little run here. They've outscored us 15-7 in the second quarter.
Jake tries to stop that run. He can't. Talon Reese tips it back. Jake got it. Reese in the corner. This is another three for him. And that one's good. Talon Reese, his second three-pointer of the game, and it's 31-15 Owls.
Talon's been left off. Another turnover.
Yeah, another turnover.
Talon's been left off the starting lineup for a few games, and I think he wants a spot back.
Yeah, I think he does. Oh, man, what a start for the Owls here. Talon has 13 points already here in this half. So Jake's going to slowly bring it across half here. Owls up by 16 with 1:48 left here in the first half. Jake finds Talon on the left wing. He thought about the three. Now he is going to launch it, and that one's long. Scott Szymanski with the rebound. Zampona going to bring it across. Zampona still going to the right, going down the hill hard, and lays it up with his right.
Nice power move by Zampona.
Very nice. Kind of got Chase with a little hesitation at the top and just powered his way down low. Talon Reese the other way. No good, but he tips it to Ward. Ward to Franz. And Coach Bernardi's calling for the Owls to set up a play here. So Jake's going to dribble right. Hand off with Reese. Reese has Paul on him. Reese dribbles in the paint. Finds Warner. Warner dribbles in. Now Wardy underneath, posting up. He has Franz. Franz up top, back to Warner. Warner's going to pull it out, and Bradford's going to run a new play here. 54 seconds left here in the second quarter. Owls up 31-17. Warner finds Reese cutting on the back door baseline. And that's a steal, knocked away by Zampona. Szymanski going the other way. Jake, and they're going to get him with a foul. Jake reached through. Look, he was trying to get a jump ball there. It was a nice play by him, but the ref felt like he went through his arms to get to the ball. And so it is going to be a shooting foul, actually. Looked like that would be on the floor, but I guess not. So that's Jake's first, team's fifth. Yeah, that.
Okay, ref. That was far from the basket, folks.
So
So it is going to be two shots for Szymanski, down by 14. Szymanski's first one, no good.
You got to, into the game for the Owls, checks Lucas Johnson for Jake France. He's going to take a little breather here before halftime.
Yep.
You got to hand it to Kane. Now, they were down 21-0. They fought back, and it's really a game again.
All right, so Szymanski makes the second. So here we go the other way. Kane's going to get a little press of themselves. We haven't really got to see it much because they haven't made that many baskets. But here we go. Lucas Johnson breaks it with ease. Brendan Warner driving downhill. Kicks it to Chase Weinberg. Chase. Oh, nice Euro step by Chase Weinberg. As he gets two more, and that gives him six for this half. It's 33-18 Owls with 20 seconds to go. And we got a blocking foul here.
I don't know why.
blocking foul here on the Owls. That was on number one, Adam Ward, his second, team sixth. So Kane inbounds it. Szymanski, left wing. Szymanski picks up his dribble, throws it out of bounds. Great defense by the Owls there.
Okay, the Owls are going to have 8.5 seconds to go. They lead 33-18 in the first half here.
So here we go. Kane going to do a little bit of a press here. 8 seconds. Warner has to be aware of it as he's dribbling. He throws it away. Zampona, he's aware of it. He's going to go in, and he's fouled with 2.3 seconds left. And you can tell Coach John Bernardi's not happy with that sequence. The Owls had a chance to hold for the last shot, but instead a turnover as they tried to push it up. Zampona went the other way. Brendan Warner fouled him, team seventh here in the half. So Zampona will get two shots with 2.3 seconds left. First one from Zampona is good. That gives him 7 points. Second from Zampona is also good. 8 points here in the first half for Ricky Zampona. So 2 seconds left. Lucas, he has to hoist one, and he can't get it off. So, at halftime, your Bradford Owls do lead the Kane Wolves by a score of 33-20.
This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Winter weather is here at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to check out a car, truck, or SUV with available all-wheel drive, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or come in and test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room, so you can be ready for any adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, and welcome back to the Owl's Nest, where your Bradford Owls currently lead the Kane Wolves 33-20 at halftime. Bradford raced out to a 21-0 lead in this game. The pressure on both ends was just amazing. And you got to give Kane credit. They come back that second quarter and did outscore the Owls 20-14. What do you think, Gav?
I mean, that first quarter was the best quarter I've probably seen of high school basketball in a long time. When you shut out a team in a first quarter, I mean, that's 8 minutes of not allowing a point. That is insane. And like I talked about earlier, I really enjoyed watching Adam Ward in that starting lineup. Yep. And, you know, what he does out there, the others just feed off his energy. He is just a spark plug out there. I mean, I don't think the kid ever gets tired. I really don't.
Yep, he's all over the place. And his one bucket that he did get was because of his toughness.
It was a great play.
He stole it. He rolled around for it. He did everything for it. Got it to Jake, who got it back to him for the lay-in.
Just a great all-around play by the Owls. You know what? We do have to give credit for Kane, because how many teams, after getting outscored 19-0 on a quarter, come back and outscore the team?
Yep.
You know, they could have just hung their head and said, all right, pack it in.
Indeed.
We'll get on the bus, head home, and we'll get them next time. But no, they're still fighting here.
The coach got a couple timeouts, and I'm sure that he had some good advice for them, because it worked. So the Owls, like I said, lead 33-20. This game is not in the bag by any means.
No.
It looked like it at the beginning, but it's not there. So for your Owls, Talon Reese has been incredible in the first half. He's got 13 points. Chase Weinberg with 6. Warner and France with 5 apiece, and Ward and Gleason with 2 apiece. Balanced scoring across the board, minus Reese, who is just scoring everything.
Yeah, I mean, he knocked down two threes in that half. He had an and one. It was a great first half from Talon. And then for Kane, only 3 guys on the score sheet. Sam Lundeen has 7 points. Scott Szymanski has 5. And then their leading scorer is Ricky Zampona with 8 points. So, I mean, you limit those, you take away those 3, they got nothing.
And it looks like really nobody in foul trouble. Szymanski's got 2 for Kane. Does anybody have 2 for the Owls?
Wardy does. Has 2.
Adam Ward has the second one for the Owls. So 5 guys with 1 foul. We won't run down those names because 1 is in trouble. Although the other night, Chase and AJ both got 2 or 3 quick ones after they come out of the locker room.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can avoid that. So we are going to kick it back to Nick, our producer in the studio, for a few advertisements. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors,
Participants include Toyota certified used cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back as we get closing out the halftime festivities here at the Owl's Nest. Your Bradford Owls lead 33-20. And since I haven't gotten in trouble for shout-outs this week, I've got one for my friend Pete. No, it's for my buddy Pete. He's up on Bon Air Ave listening tonight, so thanks, Pete. Looks like the Owls are going to start the second half with Weinberg, Reese, France, Ward, and Warner.
So out here for Kane, it's going to be, looks like the same starting five, and it is. It is Anderson, Lundin, Dar, Zampona, and Szymanski, and it will be Kane ball to start the second half. Szymanski is going to inbound it. Dar goes in the backcourt, defended by Brendan Warner. Szymanski still looking, and he finally gets it to Dar. Dar's going to bring it across half court. Dar, little handoff, Lundin. Lundin to Szymanski, to Anderson, to Dar. Dar thought about a deep three, decided against it, and the Owls get another turnover. Adam Ward involved in that as well. So here comes Jake the other way. Jake finds Ward on the right wing. Back to Jake, to Talon Reese. Reese jabs right, dribbles left. Warner, corner. Pump fake the three, finds Weinberg to Jake. Jake pump fake a three, decided against it. Back to Warner, and now Jake's going to launch a deep one, and that one's no good. Kind of rolled out there, and then Zampona was looking to find Dar or whoever. Just four Kane guys standing there, just watched the ball drop, but they did pick it up. The other way, Zampona, no good. Jake gets the board. They can run here. They do have numbers. He has Reese to the right of him and Talon and Weinberg to the left. He finds Talon. Long, Wardy gets the rebound. Warner for three, no good, and Jake gets the rebound. Jake skied above everyone. He finds Warner inside, and there's two more for the Owls, and the first two of this second half.
Good hustle. You know, three chances again.
And that was
tough on the boards.
Yeah, that was a great job by Brendan Warner to follow his shot. He got in the paint, and Jake found him, and he laid it in for two. So the other way, and that's a nice jump shot from Sam Lundin. He now has nine for Kane. Ward's going to bring it across. He finds Weinberg on the left. Another fast-paced game here tonight, Rogi.
It is. We're trying to keep up.
All right, so the Owls have it. Chase Weinberg in the right corner finds Franz. Franz looked for Ward. Ward wasn't looking. Great adjustment. And he tried to kick it out, but we do have a kick ball. It is going to be Owls ball. They're going to go baseline, out of bounds, underneath. Jake's going to inbound it.
I don't know how Adam Ward caught that. He wasn't looking at it.
It was more that the ball caught him than he caught the ball. So here comes Warner with it up top, finds Franz. Franz calls out a play. Franz at the top of the key, through the legs to Warner on the left wing. Warner, ball above his head, looking for something. And Warner just says, I'll take it myself, and he lays it in for two. Warner was waiting for that play to, you know, get going. He's like, yeah, I've waited long enough. I'll play it in for two. So that's 4 points here for Warner in the second half. And he gets a block the other way. He finds Ward. Ward's going to push it here. He finds Weinberg underneath. Weinberg back to Ward. To Warner. Looking. Fake the dribble handoff with Franz, and that's six quick points for Brendan Warner. In this second half, he now has 11.
Brendan Warner said, this is my half. He's got all the points, and he's had two steals.
So here we come the other way. This is Anderson, and Jake almost gets a steal. He pokes it away from Anderson. Anderson regains it. Anderson to Dar, guarded by Wardy. Switch as Szymanski. Now, Ward's now guarding Szymanski. Let's see if Kane can take advantage.
Travel.
They don't. They get a travel, and it will be Al's ball.
Very similar to the start of the game, Gavin. You know, the Al's intensity is up. And
just causing, yeah, just causing turnovers, getting easy baskets on the offensive end. And they have a 6-0 run here to start the second half. So here they come the other way. Looks like Kane's almost in a zone here. And it works there as Talon Reese throws it straight to Dar. Landon Dar bringing it across. Guarded by Warner. Switch as Szymanski set the screen. He leaked out. He got it up. Chase blocked him. Gets the second chance. And Chase fouled him. That's going to be Chase's second. Team's first here in the second half.
Weinberg got the foul, or got the block, but then he got the rebound back, and then Chase got his hand.
So here's Szymanski at the line. First one is good. Scott Szymanski now has 6 points tonight, and Talon Reese is going to get a breather here as Isaiah Fitton checked in. Second one from Szymanski, and that one's good.
Okay, 39-24, your Owls lead with 4:37 to go in the third.
So here comes Jake, bringing it across very slowly, not in any hurry, and it is a 3-2 zone here for the Kane Wolves. So let's see if the Owls can exploit this. Brendan Warner thought about the three, thought about the jump shot, decides to go inside to Isaiah Fitton, and he puts it in. And it does look like that is Isaiah Fitton's first two for the day. So here we go the other way. Fitton guarded Szymanski. Szymanski lays it up. No good. And Fitton almost came down the rebound. Szymanski gets it back. That's no good. And Chase Weinberg rips away that rebound. Here comes Fitton the other way. Up to Jake. He gets there. Jake underneath the Wardy. Wardy. Warner. And maybe just going to slow it up here. And they do. Fitton. He's thinking about the three. No. And it is going to be Al's ball. He was looking for Chase and it got deflected out of bounds. So out of bounds underneath here for the Owls. 3:45 left here in the third quarter.
A lot of fake shots and passes by your Owls.
Yep. And Chase Weinberg gets two. A nice out of bounds play as everyone went either left or right. Chase was the last man in line. Just dove straight to the hoop. Easy layup for him.
19-point lead for the Owls.
Yes, as it is 43-24. 3:30 left here in the third. Dar with it for Kane. Warner up in him. Great defense again from Brendan Warner. Dar then does take it to the hoop, lays it up, off the glass, in and out. Szymanski, rebound, got it.
Nice move by Dar. Nice position by Szymanski.
And here we go the other way. Brendan Warner, 4-3. Brendan Warner now has 9 points here in this third quarter. And the lead is pushed to 20. So here is Anderson for Kane. Anderson looking, guarded by Ward. Ward's not giving him anything. Ward locked up, and Lundin gets it. Dar for three. That's off the back iron. No good, and Chase Weinberg skies above and gets the rebound. Here comes Jake. He's looking for Wardy. Jake, he was looking for a trailer. No one was there. But Szymanski, smart play to pick it up. Nice Euro step from Szymanski, and that's a two.
Great hustle by Szymanski. That last rebound, I think Chase Weinberg's getting an extra 8 inches on his jump tonight.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Brendan Warner from
Warner's
downtown.
He's feeling it.
That's 12 points here in the quarter.
And
17.
22 for the game for Warner. Oh, that's not right.
17
for the game.
So, and Kane does want a timeout here. It is 49-28 Owls with 2:07 left in the third. And it looks like we're going to get a full timeout.
So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great childcare, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Winter weather is here at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to check out a car, truck, or SUV with available all-wheel drive, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or come in and test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room, so you can be ready for any adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. The inbound pass from Kane there, he threw it almost to midcourt, and it looked like Paul caught it and stepped backwards, so it wasn't over back. So it will be Owl's ball, up 21 points with 2 minutes left here in the third. Screen and roll with Jake and AJ, and Warner's going to launch another one. Oh, my Lord. Is Brendan Warner hot right now? That's his third three in this quarter.
That's his third three in a minute and a half.
back down the other way. Oh, and a block by Isaiah Fenton. He has Jake up ahead. Jake, oh, got swatted from the last minute. So here comes Zampone the other way. He's going to go. He has a one-on-three right now, taking it all by himself. And Fenton with another block, and Zampone's going to get called for the foul. Back-to-back possessions with an Isaiah Fenton block.
Okay, Lucas Johnson checked into the game as well as A.J. Gleason. So you've got Johnson, Gleason, Warner, Fitton, and France.
As Lucas just put up that three, which was no good, it goes out of bounds.
And here comes Greg Tyler into the game for Jake France.
The student section seems to appreciate Greg getting in there.
Greg's a good guy.
I was fortunate to play a year with him, my senior year.
Good.
Man, what a great, genuine kid he is, and just a hard worker overall.
Yep.
So AJ gets called for a foul. He got too far out on Zampona. That's going to be AJ's second. That's only the team's second here in this half. So Daniel Paul is going to inbound it for Kane. Sidelines, out of bounds.
Okay. Owls currently lead 52-28. There's a steal by Lucas Johnson. And he goes all the way and gets fouled by...
That's Dar. That's going to be his second. And what a great play by Lucas Johnson there. Active hands, got a steal, and drew the foul. So he will go to the line, looking for his points of the night, first points of the night. First one from Luke is up, and that one's no good. Here comes the second from Lucas. Three dribbles. Up. And, oh, just falls off. Greg almost got the rebound underneath, but that's Daniel Paul coming down with it. Here comes Kane the other way. This is Dar. Tyler's going to guard him. And Greg picks up a foul there. He got too much body onto him. So that's going to be the team's third. It's going to be sidelines, out of bounds for Kane. And y'all just making this tough. Caden Smith does have it for Kane. Hands it off to number 21. That's Brock Wenzel. Wenzel makes a nice cut. We're going to get a hold here. It's going to be out of bounds underneath for Kane. The foul is going to go on number 25. That's Greg again. That's his second. Team's fourth. 43.6 seconds left here in the third. Your Owls lead 52-28. underneath two. No, that was Smith. He had an open layup, left it short, got his rebound, and he will go to the line for two, as that's going to be the Owls' fifth foul this half, and that one's going to go on Isaiah Fitton.
That's three fouls this trip down on the Owls.
So Smith's first shot is up, and that one's good. That gives him his first point of the game. Caden Smith with the second here. That one's off the back iron, and Greg Tyler gets the rebound. Finds Lucas. Lucas to Warner. Don't want to let him shoot a three if you're Kane. Back to Lucas. Over to Isaiah Fitton. Finds AJ. AJ underneath to Greg. Warner left it short. And Greg puts it up for two.
There you go, Greg.
Back-to-back games in which Greg Tyler has scored. That was just great hustle by Greg underneath. Got the rebound, laid it in for two. Back the other way. And Greg gets a steal. Fitton, he has Warner up ahead of him. Warner. Two more. What a third quarter by the Owls and Brendan Warner.
The Owls lead 56-29 at the end of three. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
So here we are back at the Owl's Nest. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. So in that third quarter, Brendan Warner scored 17 points as Bradford outscored Kane 23-3. And I mean, that you thought the first quarter was great. That third quarter was just as good. So the Owls are up 56-29. The Owls are taking the court here, and so is Kane. You know, just one more good quarter here for the Owls, and they'll see a home court win, which you'll love to see.
Indeed. Wonder who's going to take this quarter. Warner came out and said, this third quarter is mine. So.
And he has the ball right now. He's going to bring it across half court. Kane in this 2-3 zone. Fitton. To Warner. They're extended on him when he catches outside the three-point line. Underneath, Greg Tyler to Warner to Johnson. Johnson, nice dribble. Floater good. Nice job by Lucas Johnson. That's his first points of the game, and it's 58-29 Owls. So here comes Dar for Kane to Anderson. And looks like we're going to get Brendan Warner with a foul. And we are. That's going to be Brendan's second, team sixth. Yep. It's going to be sidelines out of bounds here for Kane. As Anderson's looking, he has Dar wide open. Owls, good recovery there from Bradford. He puts it up, Warner rebounds, saves it to Tyler. Tyler to Fitton. Fitton, it's a 3-on-2 to Johnson. He's going to find Fitton up top. He got swatted. Oh, and they're actually going to call a foul on that. It's going to be on 33. This is Mansky. That's his third. Team's third. And Fitton's going to go to the line and shoot two. First one's up and off the back rim. No good. While I have a chance, I would also like to give a shout-out. Numerous high school coaches here at Bradford are in attendance tonight. To our left is the head football coach, Jeff Puglio. I know sitting across from us is Mr. Coach Jason Blatchley. He coaches the middle school basketball team, and I also see the former head coach of the Bradford Owls, Brian Hobbs, in attendance tonight. So that's good to see coaches in the district come out to watch these guys play.
It is.
So here we are the other way. Anderson for Kane. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Here comes Johnson. He finds Tyler to Fitton. Fitton, one dribble, back to Tyler, two more for Greg. That's 4 points for Greg Tyler tonight, and it's 61-29 Owls. Zampone is going to bring it the other way. What a tough move by Ricky Zampona. He just put his head down, two dribbles, got to the rim, and he got fouled. And he will go to the line and shoot two. That's going to be on AJ. That's his third. Team seventh. So Zampona is at the line. He's going to shoot two. First one's up. And, oh, no good from Ricky.
Your Owls currently lead 61-29. 6:31 to go in the game.
Second from Ricky Zampona. That one's no good, and Isaiah Fenton gets the board. Oh, and a nice steal by Szymanski, but he did dribble it out of bounds. It will be Al's ball. So here comes Lucas with it. He's going to bring it across court. Lucas looking. Finds A.J. Gleason. Finds Gleason on the right wing to Tyler. Tyler back to Johnson. Johnson, another floater. That one's no good. Gets his own board. High off the glass and good. 4 points for Lucas Johnson here tonight. So here we go. Ricky Zampone is going to bring you that way, and it looks like the Owls are going to empty the bench. And that's just great. You love seeing these guys on the bench, you know. They bring the energy all night. They're going to get rewarded with some nice, good amount of playing time here. It looks like we're going to have a whole line change here. We're going to have Wyatt start.
That was a foul on Fit in his second, team's eighth. You've got,
Stark.
Wyatt Stark.
Derek Lyons.
Daniel Marasco.
Terwilliger.
Terwilliger and
Carter Colley.
Very good. Very good to see all these younger ones get in there and do their thing. And the free throw was good by Zampona. And the Kane coach is going to follow suit with three substitutes.
So Zampona's still waiting for his second shot here. 5:30 left here in the fourth. Owls up 33 as it's 63-30. Zampona shot up. No good. Derek Lyons rips down the rebound. Zampona guarding Lyons hard. He finds Terwilliger. To Wyatt Stark. Back to Terwilliger. To Lyons inside. Terwilliger. Oh, tried to put it up, and it will be Al's ball.
Looks like it's it for Ricky Zampona for tonight.
He'll close his scorebook with 9 points. Inside Daniel Marasco, 2-0. Rebound up. Oh, no good. And Wyatt Stark tries to get the rebound. No. And what are we going to call here? Looks like they said off the back of the backboard. So it is going to be Al's ball.
Daniel had a couple really nice looks there. The rim wasn't friendly.
Looking. So Wyatt Stark finds Marcus Terwilliger. Derek Lyons was looking back for Marcus, but went out of bounds. So, Kane ball. This is number 21. Brock Wenzel inbounds it to Dar. Landon Dar with it. Guarded by Terwilliger. Over. Wenzel. Down low. That's number 24, Zook. Wenzel. Left-handed jumper. That's blocked. That's Carter Colley with a nice block. Daniel Paul tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Al's ball. 4 minutes left, up 63-30. Twilliger is going to bring it across half court. Looks like Kane's in this 2-3, and Twilliger went to pass the line. It's kind of dragged his pivot foot, so they're going to give him with a travel there. Kane ball, sidelines out of bounds. Wenzel's going to inbound it.
63-30, your Owls lead with 3:33 to go in the game.
So here's Kane with it. That's Paul. Paul dribbles, finds Smith. Smith looking. And he'll find Zook. Wenzel's going to launch a three. That one's good. Nice looking shot there from Brock Wenzel. So that's a three-pointer. Owls now lead 63-33. Willard's going to bring it across. Kane still in this zone. Lyons, he's looking for Stark. Went over his head. We got two more subs coming in.
Jesse Taylor and Greg Tyler are coming back in.
And we got a sub for Kane as well. That's number 11, Dane Anderson. And he's going to get Landon Darr. So Anderson is going to bring it across half court. Guarded by Stark. Finds Daniel Paul. Guarded by Twilliger. He goes back. Wenzel. Wenzel to Anderson. Anderson's thinking about the three. He does launch it. That one's off the back rim. And Wyatt Stark runs it down. Nice rebound by Starkey. So here we go. Lions going the other way. Going downhill hard. Finds Wyatt Stark. He's going to let the shot go. Oh, off. And he gets his own board. Finds Derek Lyons to Greg Tyler. Greg, nice power move. No. Gets his own board and no. So Paul rips it away from him. He's going the other way. Lyons back.
Oh. Hard foul by Lyons.
So Paul will go to the line. He'll shoot two. So Derek Lyons is going to get charged with his first foul. That's the team's ninth. 1:50 left here in the game. We're going to get another sub here for the Owls as Daniel Marasco is going to check back in. Paul's first shot, no good. Marasco's going to get Twilliger. Good minutes from Marcus Twilliger tonight. Paul's second is up, and that one's no good, and Greg Tyler runs down that rebound. Greg's going to bring it across half court. So on the court right now for your Owls is Marasco, Taylor, Lyons, Stark, and Tyler. Derek Lyons up top. Greg Tyler looking. Jesse Taylor inside.
Come
fade
on,
away.
Jesse. Oh.
No good. Tyler runs down the board. It's a jump ball. It will be black ball. So that's Kane possession.
You had to help out the refs
I
here.
Did. So here we go. Kane's bringing it the other way. This is Dane Anderson. Anderson looking, dribbling. And now he picked up his dribble. Tyler almost got a steal when he passed it to Wenzel. Wenzel, Smith, the deep three. That's off. And Derek Lyons grabs the board. And we're going to get a foul. It's going to be on number 11. That's Anderson. I believe that's his second. It is. Team's fourth. So we have 47 seconds left here in the game. Lyons is going to bring it across. Lyons. Taylor sets the screen. Greg Tyler passes inside. Jesse Taylor, fade away, no good. And we're going to get a push on Greg Tyler. That's Greg's third, team's 10th. So Daniel Paul will be shooting two shots.
63-33. Great performance tonight by your Bradford Owls.
Really was. Couldn't ask for anything better. So here's Paul at the line. First shot up, and that one falls for him. That's his first point of the game.
Yep.
So he's going to get one more with 24.1 seconds left here in the game tonight. Paul's second is no good. Oh, nice rebound by Daniel Marasco, but it fell to Paul. And Jesse Taylor is going to get called for the foul, and Paul, that will send Paul right back to the free throw line. Jesse really got up there, and he wanted that block.
11.7 seconds to go in the game, folks.
Paul's first free throw, no good. Still has one more here left in the game. Second one from Paul. That one's no good. Jesse Taylor gets the board. Jesse fires it down to Greg Tyler. 8 seconds. Oh, he's looking for Starkey. He does find Starkey. Reverse layup's good. Wyatt Stark gets on the score sheet. And your final here tonight
nice.
Is 65-34 in favor of your Bradford Owls.
This is WESB, or Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Winter weather is here at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to check out a car, truck, or SUV with available all-wheel drive, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or come in and test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room, so you can be ready for any adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
For great childcare, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Childcare on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Childcare, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back here to the Owl's Nest as your final score tonight is 65-34 in favor of your Bradford Owls. What a start, Rogie. What a start.
Great game tonight. The Owls came out of the locker room on fire. Very good pressure defense. Everybody was hitting on all cylinders on the offensive end. Just an overall really good performance following that not so good performance against Warren on Monday. So props to the Owls tonight for putting it all together.
Yeah, just an awesome performance both defensively and offensively. I mean, when you score 65 points, you're probably not going to get beat. So we have some totals tallied up for you. So I'll do Kane. Dane Anderson had 9 points. Ricky Zampona had 9 points. Daniel Paul and Caden Smith each had one. Brock Wenzel hit a three, and then tonight's lead score for Kane is number 33, Scott Szymanski, as he scored 11 points.
I want you to do Bradford as well.
All right, Devin. I gotcha. So Adam Ward had 2 points, Lucas Johnson with four, Talon Reese had 13 points, and which all came in the first half. Jake France had 5 points, again, all came in the first half. Wyatt Stark got 2, Chase Weinberg got 8, Isaiah Fitton got 2, Greg Tyler got 4, A.J. Gleason got 2, and tonight's leading scorer for the Bradford Owls was number 12, Brendan Warner, who scored 22, in which 17 came in the third quarter alone.
That was, I don't know if I've seen a quarter like that from a high school kid.
I mean,
22 points for one kid in a quarter. You know, early on, Jake France, I said he was trying to get his starting spot back. He was nailing everything. And then later on, Brendan Warner went crazy and he smelled the blood, as I had said earlier.
And tonight for the Owls, you have 10 guys on the score sheet, so you love to see that, you know.
Yep.
Scoring by committee.
A lot of the young guys got time tonight. That's probably going to wrap it up here from the Owl's Nest tonight. We're going to be back on the air with you on Friday night about 7:20 from Brookville, PA. Once again, the final score tonight from the Owl's Nest, your Brantford Owls 65 and the Kane Wolves 34. This is Brantford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.